The climax of Our Lady's role as the co-redemptrix of all humanity takes place at Calvary. And once again, Our Lady is instructing theologians on the fact that these doctrines are not new, which she describes, but also giving theologians a special impetus for understanding the full profundity of what happens with Our Lady at Calvary. Hello, this is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville, and welcome to MariCast. We're going through a series of The Lady of All Nations and the Fifth Marian Dogma, and it's rather compelling on how Our Lady, in her humility, goes through the effort to describe, even to the theologians, her revealed role in salvation history. I want to read from the April 6th, 1952 message, where Our Lady talks about the role, but also the importance of this role for our times in the midst of the challenges that continue to weigh against the Church and humanity. These are Our Lady's words from the April 6, 1952 message. The Lady is here again. Now you must listen and transmit carefully what I have come to say today. Tell the theologians that I am not pleased about their alteration of the prayer. May the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. That must remain as it is. This time is our time. Pass on the following to the theologians. The Lady came with the sacrifice of the cross. The Son said to the mother, Woman, behold thy son. So you see, it was at the sacrifice of the cross that the change came about. The Lord and Master chose Miriam, or Mary, from among all the women to become the mother of his divine Son. At the sacrifice of the cross, however, she became the Lady, Woman, the co-redemptrix and mediatrix. This was announced by the Son at the time that he returned to his Father. Therefore, I bring this new wording into these times and say, I am the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary. Let the theologians know. These words have that significance for the theologians. This time is our time. The forthcoming dogma is the last Marian dogma, namely, the Lady of all nations as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. At the sacrifice of the cross, the Son announced this title to the whole world. Whoever or whatever you are, I am for you, the Lady. Now, there's meaty material in these words of Our Lady. A few points. First of all, at the time the prayer was revealed, shortly after, in 1952, there was an effort to have the clause, who once was Mary, taken out of the prayer based on some theological objections. Our Lady returned and said, no, return it into the prayer, and fortunately it was returned by the bishop. The point of issue was the expression, who once was Mary. And a short way of understanding that, a simple way, is saying, you know, Pope Benedict XVI, who once was Joseph, is he still Joseph? Yes, but because he has a new role, he has a new title. So too with the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary. As she's explaining here, she was Mary or Miriam at the Annunciation, but when she says yes to the angel to become the mother of Jesus, and when she continues to say yes to Jesus unto the cross, she gets a new title. The Lady of all nations, the Lady, Woman, Mother. It's interesting, by the way, on a Dutch linguistic note, that the term woman and lady and mother are all very close, especially woman and lady, almost interchangeable in the Dutch. So what Our Lady is saying here is, at her climactic moment at Calvary, at the height of her suffering with Jesus, then Jesus gives her the title by saying, behold your mother, behold your woman, behold the lady. These are interchangeable in this context of saying, behold who is now the spiritual mother of all peoples. Why? Because she suffered with Jesus like no one else as co-redemptrix. Therefore, she will benefit and she will have the role as spiritual mother of all peoples in her ongoing role as mediatrix of all graces and advocate. So once again, what Our Lady is pointing out, that at Calvary, at the sacrifice, she fully becomes the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Jesus announces this new title. She's not just Mary anymore. She's also the Lady of all nations, the spiritual mother of all peoples. It's also interesting in Dutch that technically, if you're going to translate strictly from the Dutch, it should be called, the prayer should be called, and the title should be called, the Lady of all peoples, because the Dutch word is actually properly translated into people. So our Lord is really talking about this announcement at Calvary, the last announcement he makes before he says consummatum est, before he says it is finished, is to give the world his mother, the woman, the lady, the spiritual mother of all peoples. And more recently, you may have heard that there was some desire from a particular theologian from the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith to once again have that who once was Mary removed. And so in obedience, the unity between the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith and the Bishop of Amsterdam affected, at least for now, a change of who once was Mary to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, Our Lady appreciates obedience most of all, especially to the Holy See. It is my own belief that soon, or at least soon enough, the prayer will be returned to either its original state, or most likely to its original state, because again, it was something that Our Lady gave. But sometimes heaven has more flexibility than we may give it credit for. At any rate, that's the power of the prayer. Now, Our Lady continues to speak about the need for this today, and she says, quote, "I have come to tell you that things have degenerated. Join forces, all of you, you Christians. You will find one another at the feet of the Lady of all nations, just as you find one another beneath the cross of the Son. Much will have to be changed in the community, which is the church. You people, whoever or whatever you may be, support and help one another. In the first and chief commandment, you will find everything you are in need of. May the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. The Lady wishes especially to come to those places where she used to be and also where she has never been. Yours is a great task. Let all those who cooperate in this great work do so in all earnestness and with great zeal. Your task, my child, has not come to an end yet. Tell your bishop to pass on the prayer to the whole world. I shall help him. I shall likewise assist your director to the end." So, Our Lady, again, is focusing on two critical elements. One is the doctrine, that this doctrine of Our Lady as the co-redemptrix is absolutely firmly in the tradition. This title comes from the 14th century. It's been something that popes have used with Pius XI and John Paul II on 6 occasions. It's something the mystics have used. St. Bridget of Sweden has made strong reference to how Our Lady told her that she and Jesus redeemed the world as if one with one heart. All the way to the present time, Padre Pio, Sister Lucia, Mother Teresa have all used this title, co-redemptrix. So the first is the title, the second is the action. We have to pray the prayer and we have to petition our Holy Father that this fifth Marian dogma may be proclaimed, so indeed she can intercede for the grace, redemption, and peace we seem to need more desperately day by day. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. Thanks for being with us. God bless.